Oh my god. Ladies.
Hey, it's Mo.
What are you all doing away from your desks? And why is everyone congregated in the break room? Oh, it's you. Why is it that whenever there's a lack of productivity, you are at the center of it? Back to work, everyone. There's so much to do. Immediately. I didn't spend a small fortune building this stupid new open floor plan office just for you all to hide in the kitchen to listen to this wise ass crack his stupid jokes. So go. Now. And you, stay. I need to speak with you. Follow me. To my office. Inside. And sit down. Denise, hold my calls. I am not to be disturbed right now. Understood? What are we going to do with you, When I hired you, I thought you had a lot of promise. What was it that you said in your interview? That you were going to bring a fresh new perspective to the firm? Well, where is it, huh? Since you were brought on, you've contributed nothing, actively slowed progress on multiple projects, and worst of all, my entire female workforce has filed numerous complaints about you to HR. You are a black hole of productivity. Even competent employees seem to wither into worthless drones in your very presence. I'm at a loss. I truly don't know what to do about you. Of course I want to fire you. But in this day and age, do you know how hard it is to fire someone with cause? To avoid paying severance benefits out of the fucking ass? Oh, I bet you would just love for me to lay you off and send you packing with a cushy unemployment package. But I refuse to let that happen. So I thought, I'll lay the groundwork. I'll have HR watch him like a hawk, and soon we'll have a paper trail of enough formal complaints that firing his ass will be easy fucking peasy. Yeah, that's right, smartass. I have in my hand a stack of papers from our lovely HR lady. We are going to read through them together. And we'll just see if you think you deserve to stay here a second longer. This one comes from Elaine in marketing. Elaine reports to HR that you, quote, constantly stopped by her desk to flirt and make stupid jokes. So far, so predictable. To the point where you became a constant distraction. Then, when Elaine complained to you, you... Wait, this can't be right. What the fuck is this? You managed to seduce her, convinced her to take off all her clothes in the stairwell, and she... got her pussy stuffed over and over and over until she was a giggling little fuck doll? Why would HR write that in the report? This is an official document, for Christ's sake. Well, great. This proves you're having inappropriate relations with coworkers on the premises. That's something, I suppose. This next one comes from Krista in sales. Perfect. She's a department head, and her word means a lot around here. I would start packing my bags if I were you. It says that you were frequently causing a ruckus in their department. Here we go. This sounds good. Strolling by and flirting with all the women. Typical. And then, when Krista made an attempt to officially reprimand you, she... Oh, good God. You've got to be shitting me. She dropped to her knees and bobbed on your cock over and over, gagging and smiling like a stupid bitch who loves to choke on fat dick? Okay. What in the fuck is going on here? Oh, there's got to be one normal complaint in here. Slave bitch, cum whore, worthless little brain dead anal cunt. How did you manage to dominate all of these hardworking, upstanding young women? I mean, I'm appalled. All of the women in my firm were hand-selected by me to be future leaders in the field. They are absurdly qualified. They possess multiple degrees, and yet you seem to have turned them all into your harem. There's only one report left, and it's from Erica, the head of HR. When I brought him to my office, it was with the sole purpose of getting to the bottom of his little game. He was carving his way through our female workforce and leaving nothing but empty-headed bimbos in his wake. I wanted very much to nail him for the sake of Miss Mal, but he ended up nailing me. I'm not entirely sure how it happened, but by the end of the meeting, he'd convinced me to cut my clothes off with scissors, say incredibly degrading words about myself. See Article C for a full list of the awful things I happily said, and to spread my asshole for him to fuck. I never had anything in my asshole before, but after he made me come and scream like a stupid little whore for him, I will gladly give Daddy any hole he likes from now on. I do not recommend he be terminated from the company, and in fact, am recommending him for a salary raise? How is this possible? I don't understand how one man could achieve all of this. Erica is one of the most uptight, sexless people I know, and now she's yours? This is impossible. Tell me how you did it. Tell me right now, or I'm calling the police. Did you drug them? Hypnotize them? Did you blackmail them? What is it? Oh, give me a fucking break. All you did was fuck them? You're telling me you convinced each and every one of them to take a chance on your dick, and the second they did, they started worshiping you on their knees? Yeah, right. I don't believe you. Oh, well, that's what happened. Sure. Okay, then. Fine. You think I'll fall for it, too? Bullshit. Take it out then. Don't be scared. Yeah, I'm serious. So come on, whip it out. I am not worried. You're just a man. And besides, I can't stand you. I know myself, and I know I will have absolutely zero problem resisting your stupid fucking cock. I am a strong, intelligent woman with morals, self-respect, and standards. Oh.
Oh my god, this is so humiliating. But I'm still completely furious at you, you know? Huh? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, please throat fuck me, daddy.
Don't stop.
Thank you for using me, Daddy. I've never
let anyone do anything like that to me before. Okay, yeah. I'll do it again. Oh my god, fuck. Yeah. Use your cock to rub your spit all over my face, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, look, yeah. My face.
My baby daddy. Oh my god, daddy, yes, please. Yes, please, yes, please. Oh my god, yes, okay. Okay, I understand now. Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry for this whole procedure. You're not fired, okay? You're not going anywhere. Please just spit on me now. God. Oh, getting spit on by my daddy makes my pretty pussy drool. Do you want me to get some of my own spit on my face, sir? Yeah? Okay. Here, let me choke on your dick again. Oh, that's all my jewel in my hand. Oh, God. I'm rubbing it all over my fucking slut face. Oh, yeah. I'm all fucking messy. Oh, you want me to strip down to my underwear, sir? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I don't want to be wearing clothes for you anymore. I'll leave on my heels and jewelry, though. Yeah? Yeah. I think that would look very pretty. Yeah, I want to look pretty for you. Oh, I want to look pretty for men. Oh. My underwear isn't all that pretty, I'm afraid. Oh, I didn't begin the day thinking I was going to get brutally throat fucked by my new daddy. Oh, and I love it so fucking much that I had to strip off my clothes for him. So I'm sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry. They're just plain black. The panties aren't even a thong. Oh, they cover my whole ass. Please.
Please don't punish me for not having slutty enough underwear, Daddy. Oh, sir, that's such a good idea. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll hike my panties up over my ass cheeks so my fat ass sticks out of the sides. Oh, you're so fucking smart, Daddy. There. Now my fat, slutty ass is on display for you, sir. Do you like when I call you sir? Do you like daddy? Or maybe I should call you boss. How do you like that? The boss's boss? Yeah? Please boss me around, boss. Boss me, bully me, fuck me up, and treat me like a stupid fucking cunt. I am a stupid fucking cunt. I'm obedient. I will obey anything you tell me to do. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go tell the whole office the good news. Attention, everyone. Eyes on me, please. From now on, this gentleman here is in charge of the whole office. He is my master, and I am his slave. I don't think any of the women here will mind, but he is now allowed to fucking rape us whenever he likes. A day where his balls go undrained is an absolute failure on the part of each and every slut that works here. As you can see, he's completely dominated me in just a short span of time, and he's gotten me practically naked. I will do anything he says. Boss, will you tell me what to fucking do so I can prove to the whole office that I'm not in charge anymore? Help me prove what a stupid, pliable, fucking nothing of a human I am now. Let me show them that you have full control. Please? I'll be the sluttiest, free-use, bimbo whore slave cunt for you. I don't care what people think of me anymore. Just tell me what to do, boss. Oh, stick my tongue out, cross my eyes, and say ah like a dumb bitch. Yes, boss. What else, boss? Oh, you want me to crawl around on my hands and knees? Oh, that's so degrading and foul. Of course, boss. Oh, there. Now I'm on the ground, crawling like an animal, and happy as can be. Oh, I'm not a fucking person anymore. I'm a crawling, begging, needing, drooling cum cunt that has given complete control to her daddy boss. Oh, should I let someone slap my ass? Okay. Hello? My daddy boss told me I need to get hit and groped. Will you do that for me? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, grope my ass like that. Oh. Oh, thank you. You can hit me harder, though. Oh, I need to get hit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I need to crawl back to my daddy boss now. Daddy boss, I'm going to crawl to you with my tongue out, moaning and eyeing until I've crawled right into your cock and it goes straight down my throat. I won't stop until I've buried my fucking face right into your pubes. Grab my head and hold me there, okay? And you better not stop, even if I start fucking choking. Oh, I want to see how long I can deep throat you and hold it there. Here I come, Daddy Boss. Wow, oh, that was fucking brutal, sir. Oh my god, I can't believe I held it for almost 2 minutes. Oh, are you proud of me? Oh my god, please, please tell me you're proud of me. Nothing else matters more to me than what you think of me. Please. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Thank you, thank you. Oh my god. Fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes, that was so fucking good. I love it when you fucking take what you want, daddy. Oh my god, I love it when you rape your boss's pretty fucking mouth without asking. Your boss is a messy, messy, messy bitch. I'm such a dumb doll for you, boss. Slap that fat fucking meat on my whore face. Oh god, I'm such a whore. I used to be good, and now I'm a whore. Louder? Yes, sir. Oh, I used to be good, and now I'm a whore. I used to be good, and now I'm a fucking whore. Was that good, boss? Oh, do I say lots of good things for you? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Huh? What's next? You can't just use my mouth all day. I mean you can, but I really want to get fucked stupid in the pussy, sir. Oh, you fuck me stupid in the pussy. My dumb little boss pussy needs to get raped by your fat fucking cock so you can completely own me, okay? I don't want to be a normal girl anymore. I want to be a dumb little three-hole slave, okay? Please, 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 please let me give you my cunt. Please let me give you my cunt so it can stretch and come on your fat fucking bitch breaker of a cock. Please, 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 please. Oh, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Daddy Boss. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll lay my fucked up drool covered little face on the ground and stick my fat ass in the air. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Please pull aside my fucking soaking brew little panties and make a slut out of me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Make that good girl pussy a stretched out worthless whore pussy. Please, 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 please. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, oh my god, oh my god, I feel so fucking full. Is that all of it? Oh, no, Oh my fucking god. Oh my fucking god, Daddy. Daddy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was such a bitch to you. Oh my god. Fuck. Please forgive me, okay? Please forgive me. Please. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. Fuck. Please forgive me. I'll be tearing at my bitch pussy up. I'm leaving me a mess on the floor. Oh my god. Yeah. I'll break my fucking cunt in all my body. Oh my god. Yeah. Own my fucking body in front of my entire company. Let them all know that I'm not in charge anymore. Oh my god, fuck. Yeah. Do it. Oh. Fuck. Yes. Oh. 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 Yeah. Oh.
is stretching me out so well. Stop! Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god, sir. Oh my fucking god. Yeah. I got a fucking boss. Yes. You're the fucking boss. Oh my god, you're the fucking boss, daddy. Oh my god. Yeah. It's too good. Oh my god, fuck, it's too good. It's breaking my fucking brain. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, you're the fucking boss. You're the fucking boss. Oh my god, you're the fucking boss. I can't fucking think straight. Oh my god, your clock feels so good stretching me out like this.
Oh! Please let me come, please, 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 can I come, please, 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 oh, please, 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 oh, please, I'll do anything you say. Oh my god, fuck, 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 oh my god, fuck, please, 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 just let this fucked up little sleep bitch have an orgasm. Oh my god, fuck, fuck, please, 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 please. Your cum out of my pussy. Yeah, I'll clean all of your cum out of my fucking slave cunt daddy. Thank you so much for turning me from a mean, rude bitch into your personal rape whore, boss. Excuse me, girls? What are you waiting for? I can't satisfy our boss on my own, and we have to get him hard again. Back to work, everyone. There is so much to do.